6.6, establishing each cause of action. Three-step process for each claim in the complaint. Begin by captioning the claim, such as, first claim for relief, negligence. Keeping in mind the facts that have been alleged in the general allegations, follow these steps. 1. Provide the incorporation paragraph. This paragraph incorporates by reference all the facts and allegations contained in the previous paragraphs, including the general allegations. For example, plaintiff hereby incorporates and realleges paragraphs 1 through 7 as though fully set forth at length herein. Yes, it is legal jargon. The advantage is that it saves space, not requiring the restatement of facts alleged previously. 2. Allege the cause of action. Whatever the cause of action, allege that the defendant's conduct amounted to that claim. For example, defendant had a duty to properly obey the traffic laws of the state and county where the accident occurred and, by failing to do so, acted in a negligent manner. If the matter is a breach of contract case, the paragraph might read, defendant, by her failure to provide the items ordered and paid for, is currently in breach of that contract. The writer is establishing the claim as a result of the defendant's stated conduct. 3. Alleged damages as a result of the cause of action. To be actionable, the plaintiff generally must claim that he or she suffered damages, although there are exceptions. For example, as a result of defendant's negligent conduct stated above, plaintiff has suffered specific damages including but not limited to medical expenses and lost wages, or, in the breach of contract matter, plaintiff, as a result of defendant's breach of contract, has suffered loss of potential earnings and lost contracts with retailers who were promised contracted items. Example, the complete complaint. And here we have an entire complaint set forth on the next couple of pages. Assignment 6.6, summons and complaint. Prepare a summons and complaint based on your client's case. Keep track of your billable hours while preparing these documents. Staple or attach your timesheet to the end of the assignment. It is recommended that you utilize the Legal Writing Labs on the Study Support website for all written assignments.